going to take a hell of a lot to convince me that there's any supernatural element to cars vanishing.
But what if it turns out the ghosts really did take Lucas?
Then we'll just have to persuade them to give him back.
And how are we going to do that? Offer to buy them some nice new sheets and chains?
That is so last century. I was thinking leathers and chains.
Goth ghosts and punk poltergeists. The horror! The horror!
We laughed quietly as we made our way through the parked vehicles, and then came to a sudden halt as we looked at our car and what had been done to it. While we were busy being lectured on the evils and inequities of Glenbury Hall, someone had painted a large white cross on the roof of the Bentley. The rough shape stood out starkly against the black paint, though the artist had made a sloppy job of it, presumably because he was in a hurry and didn't want to get caught. Drops of white paint stood out against the sides of the car, like elongated bird crap. Penny stood frozen in place beside me, wide-eyed and shocked speechless. I didn't see anyone leave the inn. One of them must have sneaked out quickly through a hidden back door. I should have known there'd be one. Remember, the barman said this used to be smuggling country. The locals would have needed a quick exit for when the revenue men came calling. The cross is probably intended to protect us, if we insist on visiting the infamous Glenbury Hall.
But my car!
They're just trying to be helpful.
But my car!
I wonder why they painted the cross on the roof rather than the bonnet. I mean, the bonnet would have been a lot easier for them, less of a stretch. Is something supposed to see the cross from above and be scared of it? Or maybe, remember how the barman talked about the old-time smuggling operations? Perhaps some modern-day smugglers are trying to scare us away from investigating the hall. No, that's a bit too Scooby-Doo, isn't it? What's the matter? Is there something I should be doing?
Are you kidding me? I want you to march straight back into that poxy little pub, drive every one of them out here, and stand over them with a whip in one hand and an electric cattle prod in the other until they have scraped every last bit of this mess off my lovely vintage car!
I don't think we have time for that.
Why?
Time could be a factor when it comes to locating Lucas' car and making sure that he's safe. Penny tilted back her head and...